Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, March 30th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula, or online at fnbwauchula.com. Your local news: individuals age 40 and older are now eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced on Thursday, March 25th, that the vaccine will be available on Monday, March 29th. You can pre-register for the vaccine by visiting myvaccine.fl.gov on the web and clicking the Get in Line button. Next Monday, April 5th, eligibility will expand to individuals ages 18 and older. And don't forget, the vaccination site has moved to the Hardy County Agri Civic Center at 515 Civic Center Drive here in Wauchula. Once again, you can go online and pre-register at myvaccine.fl.gov and clicking the Get in Line button. And remember that you'll be vaccinated at the Hardy County Agri-Civic Center. And the Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in finding Denaria Highland, who was last seen yesterday in Wauchula. She is 16 years of age and was last seen wearing gray shorts and a white t-shirt. If you know of any information regarding her whereabouts, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Your local events: there will be an art exhibition presented by Dora Cardoza on Saturday, April 3rd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot. Entry is just $5 and all proceeds will benefit One More Child. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Island Grove LLC is looking for an assistant farm manager. A driver's license is required, and a high school diploma or GED, and Spanish and English fluency are preferred. Cobb Site Development is looking for a site work project manager. 10 years of construction and superintendent experience are required. And L. Cobb Construction is looking for a front desk receptionist. A high school diploma or GED and Spanish fluency are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 83 degrees out, feels like 91, intermittent clouds with a 13% chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 8, very high. Winds east southeast at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 9. Humidity is 57%, humid, dew point 66, cloud cover 51%. The visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet all the way up there. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:47 a.m. Eastern Time. Tuesday, patchy fog early in the morning, mostly sunny until late afternoon, then partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers late in the afternoon, highs around 90. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon, and a 20% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the evening. Lows in the upper 60s. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In a four-day shopping spree, importers bought 3.8 million tons of U.S. corn for delivery to China this marketing year. That's according to the USDA. That corn, according to agriculture.com, based on Chicago futures prices, was worth $850 million. High domestic prices have made imported corn attractive to Chinese processors and livestock feeders. China, the world's largest pork consumer, is rebuilding its hog herd after a devastating epidemic of African swine fever last year. The 2021 California avocado crop will be smaller, but promotable volume will arrive by late April, according to the California Avocado Commission. Jan DeLeiser, the commission's vice president of marketing, tells ThePacker.com projections for the state's output for fiscal 2021, which runs November through October, is 292 million pounds. About 280 million pounds will be Haas variety, 9 million lamb, 2 million gem, and 1 million pounds for other varieties. The American Farm Bureau Federation is calling on U.S. trade officials to enforce trade agreements with Mexico. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says we built strong trade ties with Mexico through NAFTA and then improved them with USMCA, but recent moves by Mexico to limit American imports and to undercut prices in the U.S. put American farmers and ranchers at a competitive disadvantage. Duval is urging Ag Secretary Vilsack and U.S. Trade Representative Tai to engage with Mexico and enforce the agreements.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The 2021 Florida blueberry crop is behind in production at the start of the season, but estimates are that a late surge will result in a good year for the crop. The blueberry season in Florida starts around the beginning of February throughout the state. While most of Central and South Florida are currently in production, North Florida blueberries won't be in full swing for another few weeks. Florida is home to over 900 blueberry farms and has a yearly economic impact of almost $300 million. A late start to the growing season isn't the only thing impacting the Florida blueberry industry. A flood of cheaper blueberries from Mexico, Chile, and Peru have been flooding the state for some time now. In the past 5 years, the price per pound has dropped around $5 per pound due to flooding of the market. In the last 10 years, imports have risen over 2,000%. Earlier this year, members of the American Blueberry Growers Alliance testified before the U.S. International Trade Commission to discuss the growing impact of importing blueberries, which is around 75% of the market. While the import crisis continues, there are current projects trying to figure out how to fight the high import levels from Mexico and other countries, as well as encouraging consumers to purchase American-grown blueberries throughout the United States. If you want to support the Florida blueberry industry, just look for that Fresh from Florida logo on a blueberry carton at a grocery store near you.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks didn't manage to hold on to the meager gains they made on Wall Street, pulling the S&P 500 slightly below the record high it set last week. The benchmark index slipped 0.1%. Losses for big banks offset gains elsewhere in the market amid some worries over how much banks would suffer following soured trades made by the major U.S. hedge fund. Gains for Facebook and other technology heavyweights helped limit the losses. Treasury yields rose and crude oil prices ended higher. The Dow gained 98 points to close at 33,171. The NASDAQ dropped 79, finishing at 13,059. The S&P 500 lost 3 points to 3,971. New York oil rose 59 cents, closing at $61.56 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We're going to start with the NCAA tournament. UCLA goes from first four to elite eight by outlasting Alabama.
Jaime Jaquez hit two big jumpers early in overtime and finished with 17 points as the 11th-seeded Bruins down number two Alabama, 88-78. Jaquez and David Singleton took control in overtime after star guard Johnny Juzang fouled out. Singleton's two free throws made it 79-70 with under a minute to go. The Bruins led by three until Alex Reese drained a buzzer-beating three-pointer at the end of regulation, giving the Crimson Tide new life. Jules Bernard also scored 17 for the Bruins, who are in the Elite Eight for the first time since 2008 and will take on Michigan. I'm Dave Ferry.
So the matchups for the round of eight, as was mentioned, 11th-seeded UCLA takes on number one-seed Michigan. Second-seed Houston will play 12th-seed Oregon State. Top-seeded Gonzaga will get number six USC, number one Baylor against number three Arkansas. This is SRN Sports. We had action in the NBA yesterday. Four games, Phoenix over Charlotte, 101-97 in overtime. It was the Blazers over Toronto, 122-117. Nuggets, 126, Hawks, 102, and the Lakers beat the Magic, 96-93. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Capitals 5, Rangers 4, Detroit stopped Columbus, 4-1. It was the Ducks over the Blues, 3-2 in overtime, while the Devils edged the Bruins 1-0. Florida 4, Dallas 1, and the Predators over the Blackhawks 3-2. Ottawa and Montreal, that one was postponed. Major League Baseball news, Milwaukee Brewers reliever Justin Topa will open the season on the injured list after undergoing an MRI on his elbow. Manager Craig Counsell says Topa threw just three pitches in a simulated game Saturday before leaving with elbow discomfort. The 30-year-old made his Major League debut last season, went 0-1 with a 2.35 ERA. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, or online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: whiteboards are remarkable. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.